Hello and welcome. Here's my freebie to the accompanying spouses in recognition to the important roles they play in their family's integration process during expatriation. The months of July, August, and September signal summer, but for accompanying spouses, they're that and more. They are months of preparation, packing, and relocation. Whether a veteran or first-time expatriate, every help or advice garnered on expatriation is invaluable. As the accompanying spouse, you are the family rock on which your entire household relies for successful integration. Suffice it to say that your own assimilation is paramount. A well-integrated accompanying spouse radiates and infuses wellness, enthusiasm, and joy into the family. Bearing this in mind, I've concocted a 5-point approach to ensure that the different members of the family start off on a right foot. Step 1 is my invitation to expatriates to involve their spouses in taking decision about this adventure. Because the decision to expatriate is a very important one that could make or mar a family or relationship, this discussion is in the best interest of the family and will help bond the couple further, as they will definitely need each other's support and understanding to pull through the tough times ahead. Spouses' foreknowledge of the move equally facilitates their mental preparation for the changes and challenges, and believe me, there's going to be a lot of them. Step 2 refers to your kids. Break the news to them as soon as possible and explain the implications of the move. This will enable them to project into the future and have enough time to say goodbye. B. Answer any questions they might have. Please do not wave off any of their fears. C. Validate them each time the occasion arises, as this will boost their self-confidence. Step 3 is regarding the move itself. Once relocation is confirmed, take concrete pre-departure steps like mail redirection or cancellation services, electricity and other domestic contract cancellations, as this will help you focus on settling into your new home upon arrival. Procrastination is the expatriate's worst enemy. You don't have time. Step 4, continuity and consistency. A sense of belonging is of great value to human beings. It helps them in coping with difficult situations. Some people find refuge in areas ranging from friends, family, and church. During expatriation, this traditional network of friends and family is absent, and you're really on your own, at least in the early stage. So for kids, taking object with emotional values facilitates their transition and gives them a feeling of continuity and familiarity. The presence of these items acts as sanctuary. During the inevitable moments of homesickness, they have an appeasing effect. Radical change should be avoided, as it might slow down acceptance and integration, and you don't want that. Step 5. It won't be an overstatement to say that a strong personality, as well as perseverance, is sine qua non. The journey is not an all-rosy one. There could be disorientation, culture shock, as well as language barrier. For example, you've just arrived and the gas man inflates your bill and you become aware of it. It needs you to put your foot down and explain to him that it has to stop. It might seem easy reading it here, but when confronted with a real situation, it could be unnerving and destabilizing. Did you find this useful? It's only a glimpse of what will come. Like we say, the taste of the pie is in the eating. Contact me at info@linkcoaching.com for how I can help your family and you live your dream expatriation. Here's to happy expatriation.